And here is the Writer's Almanac for Friday. It's the 9th of December, 2016. It was on this date, 1979, a panel of scientists declared the smallpox virus to have been eradicated, the first and only disease to be driven to extinction through human efforts. It had been around since at least the year 10,000 B.C. It's the birthday of the poet John Milton, born 1608 in Bread Street in London, who years later, blind, impoverished, living in seclusion in the countryside, wrote what's considered the finest epic poem in English, and that, of course, was Paradise Lost. He went to Christ College in Cambridge, took a tour of Europe, met the astronomer Galileo, came home and wrote radical pamphlets on topics like freedom of the press. He took the side of Cromwell and the Puritans in the English Civil War of 1660, and when the monarchy was restored, Milton was arrested and imprisoned as a traitor. So he retreated to the countryside to begin writing his long poem about the fall of man, about Adam and Eve and Satan, a poem in which Satan is arrogant and powerful and delivers the line, "Better to reign in hell than serve in heaven." The poem was published in 1667. Milton was 60 years old at the time. During the composition of the poem, he had suffered from gout and depression and the death of his second wife and his infant daughter. It was on this day, 1854, that Alfred Lord Tennyson's poem, The Charge of the Light Brigade, was published in a London paper. The poem describing a disastrous charge by British cavalry 6 weeks earlier in the Crimean War, poem that included the lines, "Forward, the Light Brigade, was there a man dismayed? Not though the soldier knew someone had blundered. Theirs not to make reply, theirs not to reason why, theirs but to do and die. Into the valley of death rode the 600. It's the birthday of the man who gave us the Uncle Remus and Br'er Rabbit, Br'er Fox stories, Joel Chandler Harris, born Eatonton, Georgia, 1845. And it's the birthday of the computer pioneer Grace Hopper, New York City, 1906, got her doctorate in mathematics from Yale. During World War II, she programmed a computing machine that would help calculate the trajectory of bombs and rockets for the U.S. Navy. And later she helped to develop the computer language known as COBOL, Common Business-Oriented Language. Here's a poem by Ann Higgins, Strong Coffee. Strong coffee smells like a current of warm southerly air in the climate of dawn. Strong coffee gets stronger when poured back through the grounds, opaque, thick, hot, bitter for waking up. The caffeine pumps through your center, stains your mouth with morning, with going to work, surprises you with your own breath. Ann Higgins' poem, Strong Coffee, from At the Year's Elbow, published by Mellon Poetry Press, used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Association of Writers and Writing Programs, bringing their annual conference to Washington, D.C. this February. More at awpwriter.org. And by the Poetry Foundation, you can subscribe to the Poetry Magazine podcast and the Poetry Off the Shelf podcast in the iTunes store or listen at poetryfoundation.org. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.